Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Bibles for the World calls it a 50-year famine, but it's not caused by what you might think. Bibles for the World's co-founder Moy Podaiti says every 50 years, something spectacular happens.
The most common type of wild bamboos in Northeast India blossoms, and then disaster comes. When the bamboo begins to blossom, the rats will rampage through the rice fields. Rats love the taste of the blossoms, and they quickly go into a feeding frenzy.
The rats are deified, so the rice harvest was especially hard hit. Bibles for the World, though, is distributing both rice and Bibles. Funding is needed to help. Next, a Christian working in a creative access nation needs our prayers. According to World Venture, a government worker came to know Christ this past summer. He was recently transferred away from World Venture workers, so he's being discipled through the mail. Recently, his mail was intercepted by a co-worker who reported him to his boss, and now he's concerned he'll be forced to leave his job. Pray that this man will be able to keep his job, but also stand firm and grow in his faith. And Christians are beginning to provide some nations enticing services that can get them an invitation. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Ron Hilbrun says technologies are already allowing them into North Africa and Central Asia, but Hilbrun says they need more people as they're
becoming more proactive in terms of going and being the first one into an area to open up the area and allow other groups to come in to do other kind of humanitarian work in some of these countries that won't be receptive to a regular missionary.
Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.